may be. Good morning, Tim.
And how you doing today?
Complain. I'm above the dirt instead of below it.
How's the run going?
Far so good, I can't complain. Hadn't had any big issues or anything.
You about wrapped up on that?
Yeah. They sent me an address on the new customers that I got that I didn't have. I got to go back and get it, but I'll be going right by there, so it ain't going to be no major issue.
Cool. So they going to find somebody to replace that other route that they got quit on?
Somebody's subbing it right now. I don't know if he's going to take it permanent or not.
Customers to you a permanent thing?
They're mine. About $80 more a week.
Hey, yeah, good deal on that. Everybody always likes a little extra money.
Come out, as I look at, there's going to be the gravy on the biscuit.
To that. But how long does it normally take you start to finish? On average, to do a night.
Before they put those customers on me Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 3.5 hours, and I was done. Now it's 4. So I'm hitting 4 hours.
Well, that ain't too bad at all. Even the extra 30 minutes don't kill nothing, so that's good.
No major thing to me. It's just a little bit of an aggravating subdivision because it's right on top of each other and streets crisscross and then they double back on each other. So, but I'll get it.
Plans for this week?
Major, just trying to stay out of trouble. Mama working at home now, so. I pretty much have to stay out of the way and out of sight so I don't get my ears chewed.
Right. Now, what you do again?
Parking services at the university. She's one that issues decals and a bunch of other stuff.
That's cool.
Dad is one to eat... parking enforcement officers, and now that they promoted her and put her in the office. So she's been in the office probably 15 years now.
So we might have some beaches open up this week, maybe a few stores here and there.
Not here. I heard, I didn't know until yesterday, that they opened up the boat ramps.
I saw that on Friday, I think it was, that he opened it up. Friday or Saturday, one of the two. I know a bunch of people at the shop where they got boats and they were gearing up to head out on Saturday.
I told he put a restriction, no more than 2 people per boat.
I don't have one, so I didn't look closely into it. But, yeah, that would make sense if he did.
I don't own a boat either. They too much of a maintenance cost, in my opinion.
That, I'm with you. Two happiest days of a boat owner's life. Day he gets it, the day he sells it.
Always been told. And by what I've seen from friends of mine that's had them, and a youngest boy of mine having one, I have to agree with that.
Brother-in-law, he's got a pontoon, and he's got to replace the pontoons on them now. It's just always one thing after the next.
I had one. My dad bought one years and years ago, and it was constant maintenance.
If you were a family, you know, living in the same household, if you could all get on a boat. Because, I mean, I know there's a bunch of families out there that got boats that obviously there's more than 2 of them. So I wonder what those people could do.
Good question. That I couldn't tell you. I don't see no reason if they're family and they all live in the same household. I don't see what difference it'd make.
Well, if someone jump out of here, I hope you have a fantastic day and enjoy that coffee when you get on back. 73 is to you, Ed. Hopefully we'll catch you in the morning. KK4 POT.
Well, 73's Tim. I hope you have a good one. Don't work too hard. Be careful on the way home. And as of right now, I'm done. So I'm headed for the coffee pot. Catch you in the morning.